Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Raise your heads. A meditation for Thursday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword, and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on earth, nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, hope, and love for you, that I may stand boldly as a witness of your coming. Encountering Christ. 1. Signs. The early Christian community lived in heartfelt anticipation of Jesus' second coming. His warnings and promises gave them strength to face a multitude of life-threatening persecution and trials. But these signs that Jesus described could be for our day as well. Does this mean we have missed his coming? Or that he was mistaken about his second coming? At present, we live this reality in mystery. The signs are present, which call us to a certain readiness in the living of our faith. 2. People will die of fright. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States, affecting 19% of the population, over 40 million people. Jesus mentioned that people would die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. Fear and anxiety are often provoked by the anticipation and belief that bad things are to come, and that life does not hold the happiness and meaning one desires. While fear is a normal, basic, and necessary human emotion, it requires evaluation in the light of faith. Our worst-case scenario, when objectively viewed in the light of God's providential plan, can turn out to be a reason for hope. 3. Stand erect and raise your heads. Jesus offers us a particular attitude we can take on in the face of the world's chaos. Stand erect and raise your heads. The physical act of doing so can be a starting point for facing the daily trials that beset us. Furthermore, Jesus gives us an internal reason for doing so. Your redemption is at hand. He reminds us that our rescue is near. Wherever there is war, things to be feared, we raise our heads and hold steadfast in faith, awaiting the ultimate rescue. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, send your Spirit to give me courage amidst those things that I fear in daily life. Grant that I may hold up my head in faith and trust in your providence. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will recognize the moments when pessimism leads me to fear. I will stand up, raise my head, and make an act of faith and trust in your providential love.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.